Hey there, and welcome to the Consistent 5K Club. I'm Elise Coulson, your host. I'm a K-12 educator turned VA turned business coach. I've helped over 50 plus moms and women just like you create sustainable businesses as service providers. I'm here to give you quick, tangible tips and tricks to take your online service provider business from those 1 to 2K months to reaching those consistent 5K months without burnout or having to create digital products or even an agency. Through this podcast, I will be sharing with you the habits needed to create consistent 5K months. These habits will allow you to run a sustainable and successful business that supports your dream life and finally experience the freedom you've been craving ever since starting your online business. If you're ready, hop in those headphones and let's get to it. Hey, welcome back to the Consistent 5K Club. I'm so, so glad that you are here today. If we have not met before, if this is your first episode, my name is Elise Coulson, and I am super duper hyper passionate about helping done-for-you service providers create consistent 5K months while only working 20 hours a week. Because I don't know about you, but I got stuff to do. Running a business is not something I ever anticipated doing. And so like the fact that I am even in this space sometimes blows my mind. Like, what? You're doing what, Elise? That's crazy pants. So if you are in the same boat, well, I mean, send me a message. Let's be friends, because believe me, this was not on my 10-year plan when I got married, essentially. That was 10 years ago. So I am happy you are here, and thank you for taking the time to just like be part of this space with me. We are diving into something super juicy that has been coming up a lot for me lately on social media land. Like I see things, and I see done-for-you service providers say things and different interactions I've had and conversations through direct messages and stuff like that. And I don't want you making this harder than it needs to be. That's the bottom line. Like, I don't want you overcomplicating this working from home life, being a service provider life, and then because you reach burnout, feeling like you have to do something different that you see other people say that they're doing that is quote unquote easier, and it's not easier. Like in the intro, I say that like, I'm going to show you how to create this consistent income in your business without having to create digital products, without having to create a course or become a coach, because it's completely possible. And honestly, being a done-for-you service provider is the easiest way to make money online. Like gaining clients is not necessarily the easiest thing, especially because we overthink things all the time. And once you get to the point where you have done for you clients that you love, that you serve well, that like you appreciate what you're doing, you've created a system and a process for yourself, you've simplified things using the simple framework. This is exactly how I was able to do it. Then it becomes so much easier. It runs like a well-oiled machine. And then you just get to like live your life and have fun and like, the work stuff is fairly predictable, but it's such a small part of how you're living your life that you like actually get to spend your good, healthy energy in the parts that like, I'm going to say matter. And it's not that your business doesn't matter, but if I was being asked, if I had to like give up my family and my life or give up my business, I'd give up my business in a heartbeat. Even though I love it and I love what I do it so that I can live my life and I can do it in the way that like feels good. So I want to give that to you as well. And I don't want you making these three mistakes that we're going to talk about today, because these three things are keeping you stuck. I promise you. And if we get to the end of it and you're like, Lisa, I've made none of those mistakes. And I'm still feeling stuck, send me a message and we can talk about maybe what else might be standing in your way. Because these are not necessarily the only three things, But these are three of the biggest things that I see done-for-you service providers doing or getting themselves caught in. And it is affecting your ability to create the business that you actually want to be running, the business that makes you happy, the business that brings you joy, and the business that allows you to show up really, really well for all of your clients and your family. Okay, so let's dive in. All right, we're just going to like go down the list. I doubt that this episode will be super duper long because I want to give you the information. And then if you have other things, you can send me a message over on Instagram and we can talk about them more. I'm all about solving problems. It was one of the reasons why I made a really great done-for-you service provider. I'm all about solving problems. If we can solve the problem, we can get to the answer and we will move ourselves forward. I'm not about the blame. I'm not about the shame. I'm not about the guilt. We're going to bless and release that ish, and we're going to move ourselves on, and we're just going to solve problems. Cool? Cool. Okay. So three mistakes that are keeping you stuck. Are you ready? One of the very big ones that I see, and this one came up when I was chatting with a former coaching student, and we were just kind of chatting about why her business, for as much as she might be hitting an income marker, like she's able to make the amount of money in her business, she just doesn't love her business. She just like couldn't quite figure out why. And one of the big things that she said is like, I asked her how things were going with like gaining clients and reaching those income goals, because that was something she really needed to do in order to continue to stay home with your kids, which I fully understand wholeheartedly. And she said she'd gotten a handful of referrals from former clients, which is a huge like pat on the back, like a huge compliment when clients are referring other people. But if you're saying yes to every single one of them, you're not vetting them. You're not taking the time to say like, you know what? You want me to do work that I don't really want to be doing anymore. I know this is not my zone of genius. She said she essentially had been taking on any client that was coming her way. And you guys, I get it. Like when you have to reach an income goal, you do what you got to do. And the biggest thing that you will hear me say over and over again is when you make that compromise with yourself, when you take on somebody who is not an ideal client, either because of the work that you're doing or the business they run, or the way that they run their business, you are making a compromise. And here's the deal. We all make compromises. We have to. Real life. And the thing that you have to know is you have to be okay with that compromise that you're making. And I will say, like, if it's a band-aid, if it's for a short period of time, because you need to hit a certain income goal to pay your bills and like to keep this thing afloat, that's fine. And when you make a compromise like that, write down how you will know it is time to let go of those non-ideal clients. Because the thing that I see that happens all the time. Is that we take on those non-ideal clients because they pay our bills. They like help us reach the income markers that we need to hit in order to continue the life that we are living. You do that and then you get used to it and you're really, really fearful about letting that client go. And you get comfortable in this space of like, I would love to replace them with an ideal client, but I can't really do that because I don't really have time to go find an ideal client and they're paying my bills. So I guess I can just suck it up. And you stay in this cycle. And the thing that starts to happen is it starts to wear on you. You either start to make compromises about how much money they're paying you, or you start making compromises about what work they're asking you to do, or the time commitment that they're asking you to do it in. And that just builds up resentment. Nothing good really comes from that. And so if you are going to make that concession for yourself of like, I am going to take on this non-ideal client and I will know it's time to move on once I have, and then you fill in the blank. And then it's up to you to work, to do whatever that fill in the blank is. A couple of my current coaching students have just gone through this. They, two of them in particular, were working with clients that in some aspects were ideal clients. And one of my students in particular, she was working with somebody who was, in terms of like the mission and vision of the company that she was working with, was an ideal client. But what they were asking of her and the way that she was needing to show up for them was not ideal. And so for as much as she loved the client, they weren't paying her enough. And they had expectations of her that were not in alignment with how she wanted to run her business. And so for as hard as it was for her to let that client go, it was necessary in order for her to move into the next space of her business. And then one of my other coaching students, when she started her business, she was working with an agency, like as a subcontractor, essentially, as like working with this client made sense. And she had told them like the specific area she wanted to be working with them in. And it turns out that wasn't happening. Not to mention, they were not paying her anywhere close to what she needed to be in order to justify having this client and to be doing this non-ideal work. So like in no aspects was that actually ideal, other than the fact that like, if she were to walk away, then she would have a quote unquote loss of income. And the loss of income was so small that it would be easy to replace with just one or two new clients. And it would free up a whole bunch of her time. And so that takes us into the second mistake that I see done for you service providers making. And it's that you're putting your client work before your own business every time. Not just sometimes, like I get it. You have clients, you need to serve them. You need to make sure the work is getting done. And if the only energy that you are bringing to your business is what is left over after you've done all of your client work, your business isn't going to go anywhere. Because I can guarantee you that on more than one occasion, I only know from speaking from personal experience, that by putting your business at the bottom of the to-do list over and over and over again, by the time you get there, you don't want to do it. And you tell yourself this story that it's not super duper necessary. You can always do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow turns into next week, and next week turns into next month. And you wake up and you wonder why your business looks exactly the same and why nothing is moving forward and why you're still stuck. You have to stop putting your business at the bottom of the to-do list. Building small habits like networking every single day and doing that before you jump into your client work is going to be a fundamental change that will completely skyrocket your business. We talk about money-making tasks. Networking with people, building relationships is at the top of the list. You cannot build a business without talking to people. I don't care what kind of business you own. It will not matter. If you are trying to skip the marketing, networking, and sales tasks, you will not have a successful business. You have to make time for your business. And if you are struggling with that and it continues to fall to the bottom of the list and it doesn't happen and it doesn't happen and it doesn't happen, I strongly encourage you to start with it instead. And you're not going to do everything for your business. You're not going to do all of the things that need to get done and then move into client work. But if you dedicate the first hour of your work days to your business, you will be so shocked at how much further you are in your business by the end of the month than when you were putting it at the bottom of the to-do list. The other big thing that I see, the third mistake that I see, and this is just like, I want to say it's gotten worse, but it's become much more prevalent than it was even when I started. But because of all of the resources, all of the free stuff that is out there in the online space, and like, and honestly, you can go learn how to do just about anything for free if you look hard enough. The thing that is keeping you stuck, though, is the mentality of like, I can just do it myself. I can figure it out myself. You continue to do everything scrappy. Like, sure, you're not paying with money, and it is exponentially slowing you down. Because I'll be honest with you, I love my 5K Roadmap Bootcamp. It is phenomenal. It is the speed that you need in order to build your business and get it to a place where you understand and know exactly how to get yourself to 5K months. The fastest way that I could possibly teach you. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, which is why it's an 8-week boot camp. Nothing in it, though, is not stuff that you couldn't find somewhere else online. And so it's not necessarily about the fact that I'm teaching you these like mind-boggling, fundamentally different things than anything you've ever heard before. If I tried to do that, it would be crazy pants. You wouldn't achieve very much because I'd be overcoming all of these paradigm shifts first. But because it isn't like groundbreaking information, people think that they can just do it themselves. But part of what you're paying for is the ability to sit in the room with somebody who is not just going to allow you to make excuses for yourself, who's going to make you make decisions faster than probably feels comfortable for you. And if you're continuing to do everything on your own and you're continuing to do it scrappy and like pulling pieces together from various different resources and coaches and whatever, the pieces that are missing are going to keep you stuck. And a big piece of that is like the accountability and the ability to look at you and say, like, this isn't actually about the fact that you don't know how to do it. You're missing there's some big mindset stuff there that we need to work through. And if you can work through it and you don't let yourself stand in your way, your business will look fundamentally different. That's a lot harder to do on your own. Again, personal experience. The first 18 months of my business, I struggled. I tried so hard. I like was grinding to gain the clients that I needed in order to reach my income goal. My income goal was so important to me so that I could quit my job. And then I lost 2/3 of my clients, and I was like, what am I doing? Having a coach by my side to like call me out on my shit, like that was big. And then I was able to do in 6 months what it had taken me 18 months to do. Oh, and I built it better. I built it more sustainably. I built it in a way that I wanted to continue to run my business versus what I had been doing up to that point. So these are the three big ones that stuck out to me, and they've been coming up over and over and over again. And I wanted to share them with you because if you're feeling stuck, my guess is it's one of these three things, if not all three of them. And I would love to support you. I have lots of different ways that I can support you and help you to reach the goals that you want to be making. check out the podcast promo page. And if you don't find what you need over there, you can always send me a DM and we can chat about how I might be able to help you. Because the only thing that I want is for you to be successful in this. Done-for-you service providers are so needed. And you really honestly can make really good money and support your family and not have to dedicate all kinds of time to it. You really can't have all of those things. All right, my friend, I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. My friend, thank you so much for spending time with me today. It means the world to me. I would love for you to leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts and share this episode over on Instagram. Make sure you tag me at Elise_Coulson_. By sharing and reviewing the podcast, you are helping to spread the word so we can help as many service providers as possible avoid burnout and actually get to living the life they've been dreaming of. See you in the next episode.